Bitch.
Phela mina ngiyinsizwa mina. Yinsizwa.
To another lovely and glorious, beautiful day, but another episode of the Shady Podcast. And I won't lie, today I was 2 years old. Oh, that sounds stupid. Today I was 2 years old. What the fuck?
Yo.
I was 2 years old when I found out that our guest's name, her stage name actually comes from her real name.
Yeah.
It's Phethe. Yeah, got Genesis.
Yeah, got Genesis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she has like, is your dad a pastor?
No, wait, man.
Not even. Far from one. Okay.
Full name, Genesis Gabriella Main.
Tina.
Main.
Manny.
Yes. Of which, if you
then
think
he
about
gets it wrong.
G-G-La.
Main, bro.
I was 2 days old. Yes. I feel stupid Bungaz. As if you know.
No, I didn't.
I feel so stupid. Hello, mama.
Hi, guys.
No, but you? Gabriella made sense.
Yeah.
Because I thought like Gabby, Gigi. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's Genesis. Like a nickname. I have a niece who's named Gabriella and her name, they call her Gigi.
Really?
Mm. Yes.
I feel so stupid.
Yeah. It's and like, that's so clever, though. Like, how does an artist come up with a name? I mean, who the fuck would call themselves PH?
Guys, apparently. Oh, what?
I knew you were going to say that. You're
like when yeah. I first met him, I didn't know PH. I'm like, PH? Okay. And then I thought, like, you know, PH 5.5,
yeah, Dove, well, Soul.
Why? That is so fucking stupid. Why
well, explain your name
yeah,
to us.
Yeah, what's PH?
It's the first two letters of my name.
Oh, done.
Oh, well, look at that. You could have just called yourself Gah. Gigi LeMain, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thanks for making time for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard you're quite popular.
Oh, dear.
Wow. The producer even called. He was like, Esh, can you place the call? Because I'm fine. I guess your number is verified.
Yeah.
So that's why.
You know what, guys? I've upgraded to the Shady Podcast.
Shout out to you. Shout out to us. Shout out to you. Shout out to us.
Let me upgrade.
Busy man.
Lots, guys. I just dropped a single with MT and Nathan Blur.
Yes.
The album has just dropped as well.
Yes.
I'm just, yeah, I'm having a very, very, very good time. I'm wearing
about
a few hats as well.
Mm.
So very overwhelmed by adulting, but very thankful.
Siakula.
That's good. Cool. Tell me, the new single is with MT.
Yeah.
This is a genuine pay. How is MT?
MT is good. Like,
because I heard Uguti, like, he's making an effort, like, to come back and he's taking shit seriously.
Absolutely. Mm. We did studio. He was very professional about it. Got there on time. Was ready to work. We actually did 2 days in a row, putting together the song, and then we shot the video. I don't know. I think he's just, I think he's also in a good place.
Can I MT's always been in a good space. Sometimes, you know, the negativity that's online will cloud the reality of who he is. Mm. Every time I've bumped into him, he's in a good space. Fair, sharp, you know, whatever it is.
Mm.
Even to speak on like a studio experience, he was on time.
Mm.
He laced the verse very quickly. He was super creative.
Mm.
He's like, yo, let me know where you need me, what time. And every single time we were asked to have him perform, he was there. And I think even now he just bought a new house, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
He's in a great space, man. Shout out to MT.
And shout out to his wife, guys. I think she does a really good job at just like putting the household together.
Yeah.
I think for me, if it wasn't for her, this song would have been very difficult to put together. So huge shout out to her as well.
Shout out to everybody.
Yeah. So, no, I'm happy to hear that because I feel like, just on your point, PH, I feel like, you know, sometimes, you know, like when you say MT, people think of the online narrative that's created. Whereas it's like, wait, Mina, I worked with this guy.
Mm.
Like PH is saying, me, when I worked with him, I didn't see any of that shit.
100%.
You're saying like, you know, not in my experience. And then it's like, from people who probably don't even know the guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh,
we'll
you know,
expand
MT.
Some BS that's online.
100%.
Mm. That's dope. No, Gigi, we're happy to hear that and we're happy to have you on the show. We're going to get deeper into it. But first, we're going to play a video and read some comments. You're essentially our co-host today.
Yeah. Right, let's talk. Ross.
Roll it. Janet, I love you. Window Janet, I love you too. She will not tell might I love you with a long leg of a little thing. Hiyo lento yenza ukuthi ngiqine senithi I'm sorry baby ayishiyo lento le yasixolisa awuxolisi nje mawa indoda hiyo lento yenza ngiqina usuhambana nentombi uhamba uyibambe ngesandla lapha emoli Moindot uhambela le umshiyi uhambe lapha moindot. I love you too asisho lonto le. Might I love you uthi longileke uvala uce futhi asivalelisi ngavalelisi.
Aibo. Hi gege.
What else seems like the type to say doesn't say I love you.
That is a lie. You know me, dog. I'll make up I love you.
Yeah? Do you say I love you?
I always say I love you.
Really?
In fact, I say it to everyone.
Even to guys. Yeah.
Even to guys.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
I don't know. I think people sometimes get confused because they think I don't mean it. But I do.
Mm.
Eh?
Yeah.
I always say I love you.
No.
And you know what he says? Mangit, I love you. I love you, PH. Mm. I'll be like, okay, love you. Bye. He'll be like, thanks.
No, he's talking shit.
But I don't know.
He's talking shit. Hold on. Likewise, my dog, love you too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's my guy.
Is it the way you say it? Because the way you just said it, it also sounds like,
not like
Trimmy, are you okay?
No. I love you. I want
to
cheat.
No, obviously I don't.
No. Yeah. More like, hey, I love you.
Not say it in a gay way.
Pause.
But like I say it like, yo, you're my dog.
You're
I love
dog,
you. Remember, Uguti, upete mina.
Okay.
And in the same way, I feel like, Yabolo Babalo is confused. You are saying it so that the person, you know, you're reciprocating Uguti.
So
I've got you, you've got me, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like I feel like.
No, in my next
one. No, it doesn't make you less of a man.
Glungi. No, well done.
What? Yeah? No.
No, well done.
That's crazy because Karabo Ratabane says that's what, in the comments, that's what women want. If you're soft, they'll leave you and you're boring. Namomunyu Sizwe. You know, not mine.
Oh, sorry.
Brotherhood is
proud. I'm sure
proud.
There's a reason why you're reading that one.
Utin Sizwe.
Utin Brotherhood is proud. Mm. Yeah, I don't get it with men, guys.
What
you know,
mean?
Like, oh, I love you. Angas, guys. Like, when I hear I love you,
but is that not what you want? Someone who can make you feel safe?
Yeah.
So then why
and make
do you,
you feel like they've got you? Because that for me
we're
is the
same
thing.
Team.
When I like when I'm saying it to other men as well, like my friends.
Pause.
I'm saying it bro. You see, they always make it gay.
Nigga, pause
right now. Is that you
that
want to know
problem.
What the person
Hold on,
that's
Big
saying
Daddy.
It, the person that's saying it has got you. Like you feel like, yo, man, this thing is reciprocated.
Ugoya
ati, abantu abakhule ngezondo ke lapha. He said, abantu abakhule ngezondo ke lapha. Men's conference guest speaker, I think.
what I've seen for some stuff like this is like you were saying now, but women want or women don't know what they want. They want masculinity. English. Masculinity like that. Where it's like, hey, I want a hard, stern, whatnot, munduzo ngqeqesha, whatnot. But you're not getting any of that. You're not getting the love. You're not getting. And then so it's just like, in the same breath, half of the things that you complain about, you're not getting, you're either going to go whore around if that happens.
Or you're going to find a guy that.
You're going to find a guy that. And then it's like, but you. This is what you asked for. Yeah.
And I'm just being honest. Like, I've left somebody who embodied that for somebody who, according to you guys, gay, like a man who's got his things together, for a man with the potential to have things together. Like, for me, it's. Yeah, it's
more
febby,
about the person.
Yeah,
so,
a lack of intimacy.
You
failing your phone. Sure, I love you. Sure. I miss your pretty face. Okay. Oh, go see me. Things will forget in mind. You have Life is so good. I love you. I won't lie. So I absolutely agree with that. Like, as a woman, I don't know, whoever, let those who have ears hear. But I think we all agree. You can leave that guy. You remember Titanic?
Yes.
The movie. Oh yeah,
Done.
But that was different.
Rose,
dog. Rose was a hoe.
Left. No, what?
I was literally about to say that.
That guy
Rose,
was.
I was about to say that.
You know, and you know, but my biggest problem was with Titanic is when she was throwing the diamond over when she was a granny.
Sure.
I was struggling to see a granny as a hoe.
No.
But I. My favorite, and then ulahle imali, but ulahle ruby.
Honestly, I would lie. I would have jumped in, and I agree with
no,
that.
No, you see what my issue was is that Rose came to the ship with her bae.
Yes,
I would have understood if Rose was on the ship and
single.
Then Nangu PH is the rich guy, he's quoting her, whatever, and then Nangu check bangbizu check uvala. You know what I'm saying? Because you know you get like I actually saw a thread the other day. Where they were speaking about, you know, like those Kasi guys. They don't have much, but they always look good and they're just smooth, man. They've got the wrist,
put together.
And these hands are like, these ones can get it, you know, on the timeline. But I'll never date them type of
sure.
That's Jack. Rose had a nice time on the ship, but sure. Let's face it. By the time she landed, if the Titanic didn't sink, what the fuck is she going to do with Jack? He was going to go back to being poor and she would have moved with that broer. But now the broer must move. Jack chowed you in a car.
No, but then if you remember...
Rose, buggy.
Towards the end of the movie... She hid herself from her fiancé. Remember, this is the same fiancé who took her child and he was like, there, she's the only thing I have in my life.
No, but I won't lie.
She didn't go back to him.
She didn't. But I mean, then the ship sank. So it's like, we don't know because life needed to continue.
In fact, Rose was like, super selfish. You first hoe around and then you leave the guy to die.
Yeah, like, she left.
You could have shared that.
You know what it is?
At board.
You know
guys,
what
he
it
was
is?
Die
Rose's
he was
fiance was actually on the lifeboat. Rose was on the door. She left Jack in that water because she was like, you know what it is, nigga? I just let you in. I'm not my nigga.
Yeah, Rose was a hoe.
Rose sacrificed Jack. Dwelling on Jack. Because in the movie they say how the rest of her life was so amazing.
Yes. Took the goodness out of Jack.
All I'm saying is don't underestimate the poor
power.
Guy.
Okay.
The poor guy. Don't underestimate.
But for Gigi, in exchange for that man who does those things, says, I love you, I miss your pretty face. What sort of woman do you think it makes you? Because guys will, you know, on the same thing, like I saw one of the comments was talking about, but like, you know, like people always into that argument, people always bring in that the woman must be at home and she must cook and she must be like Makoti vibes. Mm. Do you think that qualifies you to say, okay, I'm going to stop being Gigi LeMain, the multiple graduate, the multifaceted
white.
Let me chill at home, make babies and hang out.
No, absolutely not. That is the eyeball. That is definitely not within my trajectory. No, absolutely not. I enjoy still finding independence in a relationship. Like, I don't like the joints at the hip thing. And another problem with me is that I'm wired so differently that, like, sometimes I'm not the calling type consistently, you know? And and I think for me, it's also just like, as a hand, if you've got nothing better to do, then you play CIA, and you come up with all sorts of things in your mind. So, but also I was raised around boys, like I've got big brothers. So I've also like grown to understand that for some reason they prefer the girl than the girl. So I think
every man does.
Yeah.
You know what it is, as a man, if you're a busy man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
When you've got shit to do.
Sure.
Honestly, practically speaking, there is no time in the day. For me to be talking to you every half an hour. And as a busy hand,
if you want
now
to
where you don't need that constant communication because you're busy, you're working, you're doing stuff. But when you're chilling, doing fuck all, and you're waiting for your man to say, exe, 1, 2, 3.
Sure.
Exe, 4, 5, 6. Vele uzoporega, because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like we need, I don't know if we need more of, more busy hands.
We definitely need more busy hands to contribute to the GDP, to do a lot for
womanhood, you know? I spoke about, like, last week when I was speaking to Mo on the show, you know? I was like, yo, you know, sometimes in the chat, men get cancelled immediately from even, like, you're not allowed to 100%. Give advice because your advice is always viewed as,
sure.
But sometimes it's like, yo, this advice is constructive. Be busy. Go check it out. Like, you see, this life thing, you can actually do it on your own. Some pretty amazing shit that you can get up to. You don't need a man to always. But there's also that side where you do need a man. And some hands are just out here hyper masculine.
Which side, right?
You know those ones, man. You know those ones. I don't need a man.
I could never subscribe to feminism.
Sunday loneliness will rock you. Don't worry.
No, they're those tiring. Ones. Like they're tired. Like
my cutters. And a good timeline. Like it gets. I agree. I've always said like I can never be a feminist based on the fact that modern feminists. I feel like that never really like levels the playing field. Now it's like you have to be above the guy.
Sure.
And to be fair, and going back to that, like, I still enjoy being a hun in the relationship. I really
You don't want to be the man.
I don't know how to change a tire.
One thing about I'm a feminist, but I'm nani. This is from someone who told me.
Oh, okay.
I don't think.
If feminist, it's a crime. How do you
talk about nani?
I'm nani.
I'm talking about nani.
You know what PH does in his spare time? Converts feminists.
Oh,
yeah, we have a convert.
I don't know.
PH has been converting feminists to misogynists for years.
First of all, it sounds a bit sus.
So
hold on, nigga. No,
fuck just, it. I'm on your side now.
I just heard Uktoba Mlandi, so shout out
to the feminists. Mm. Who are the angriest?
No, shout out to Abba Mamnandi.
Oh, yeah. Abba Mamnandi.
Let me. You know, when it comes to a man, right? Because obviously we know who you are with. We know you're in a relationship. So I said it to you off air.
Wait, hold on.
I wanna.
These people, I've met them many times. They've never confirmed it.
But
hold on,
yeah, well.
number 7.
Lo benghamba naye esontweni. Benghamba no vangenti.
Okay.
Oh, kanje nisontweni ndaweni
one.
So, oh. Ngempela.
I haven't gone on church dates. Hold on.
Okay.
I haven't seen you at church actually for a bit.
No,
well,
I'm
you just joined,
week.
Man. You used to be.
What do you mean I just joined?
Which service? The middle one?
No, so it depends how my Saturday was. Gotcha. Either I could go first thing in the morning, mid, or the last one.
If you've seen him there once or twice, it's enough.
It's enough.
Yeah.
No, but I'm there religiously every single week. Yeah.
PH okay. On Saturdays is there, Mazayun, and then Sunday.
Yeah, but funny story, how I actually ended up at church was because of a girl who...
who led you there or who sent you there?
Who was seeing each other.
I won't lie.
Who was seeing each other. And then I was like, God's got a funny way of, bringing me to church. Because I was hollering at this girl. This is like, 2 years ago? A year and a half, 2 years ago? And then next thing, she didn't go to church and I was the one... Was there every single
was
week?
Do you want honey, Mgano?
I just want to say, if you're like...
I'm good. Okay.
If you're looking for a partner as a guy...
Don't go to church.
No, I have to say go to church.
Hell no.
No, let me tell you
why. The ones that I'm DJing for at 4 o'clock in the morning...
No.
Twerking.
No, wait.
On their way to church.
There was a time...
One margarita, I'm going to give him some head.
No. Ah, there.
Yeah. I'm on my love.
Yeah?
One margarita, going to give him some head.
This pussy... Yeah, get you, Anna. You were singing along get it sexy. The next thing, you will always be holy. Yeah, you will
James,
be holy.
I'm just putting you guys on game. If you're looking for a girl, like start a church.
Start a church.
Don't do it.
The niggas that start a church is looking for girls are finding underage ones and shit. This is not the path we want to be on.
God damn. How did we get here?
There's an influx.
I've heard nothing good basically coming out of this guy started a church and then as soon as, But start at church.
Yeah.
Maybe makes sense. It's just that PH and I have a theory.
Yes.
Is that, in the evolution of a hoe. Guys, we have to speak freely. We are friends here. In the evolution of a hoe, church seems to be like final form. There's a lot of chicks that find Jesus after like a sordid past. And then they kind of go to the church, And then you see them there and you're like. When a young boy,
look, it's two things. Some use it as an aesthetic, right? Like church is part of an aesthetic. And then some are genuinely, yes, I get the final form, but man, people are allowed to change. Unfortunately, maybe you were busy with your ways.
The pastor. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the pastor.
No, I'm listening.
Wow. No, I'm just saying.
Maybe so you're
anti. I'm just saying that might not be the best.
I'm not going to blame someone who's there. Like, that's the one safest place that if you were this kind of person, that is a safer space. That's a house where you can change your ways. So,
yeah.
So, why would you go to church?
Me?
Oh, yeah,
guys.
Him. Just in case, some of them.
Guys,
some of,
men.
Oh, men go there for the final form of hoes who might relapse.
You win. Hi.
No.
No. I'm a relapser.
No. Don't let the devil use
me. Rehab.
No, I go, it's just where I am in my life now. I'm growing closer to God. I come from a great family, of believing. And I just think maybe in my career at some point, straight away, but
You coming back. PH is in his final form, final evolution of
hoeing.
Of hoeing. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you look forever. I'm no longer a hoe.
I'm absolute.
I'm no longer a hoe. All right. Enough with the PS. Let's get into the show.
Wait. I wanted to comment. You know, it's Muntuako. Can we say now that,
Okay.
You were acting like, but you saw them at church. So what's up?
I was just confirming.
Is that I tweeted him, right? After the episode. Because how do you feel about your man standing up and defending you?
I won't lie. I appreciate him.
Mm.
I feel like now it's national duty to love him. Like, probably.
Yeah, I know. You are stuck now.
What?
But he's like, I really appreciate the fact that he did it. I think my biggest issue with it was it would have been nice if a woman did it.
Mm.
But I do feel like it wouldn't have been as effective.
No, I don't know. Sure. I think if a woman did it, it's a man's job.
Mm-mm.
You know, sometimes you niggas just need to come correct, you know, straighten people out. And I feel like it's better when a man is doing it on behalf of his woman.
Yeah.
There is a... Do you remember the Will Smith episode? When the two people... Bummer. Right? I feel like when people were like... In the beginning when he did that shit, I was like, oh, that's a bit alarming, right? And then I look at Jaden Smith and I look at what Jada put him through. And I kind of think to myself, you know, the mental space that Will is in.
Mm.
We can all kind of look at Jada and we can think what we think. But that's his wife, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I feel like no one, in the beginning of the chat, nobody was really looking at that because he slapped Chris Rock and it was at the Oscars. And there was too much other drama around it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad nothing popped off and this man didn't
crack
someone.
Thank God the force law out of him didn't come out. Yeah.
Right? But I feel like if we just take it on that to say, okay, this correction was done because this is my woman.
Mm.
Did you know he's going to do it?
No, I didn't. Like, I didn't know. I found out afterwards and I was worried. But I was just glad that he didn't insult anyone.
Mm.
He didn't like...
he set the record straight.
He just set the record straight. And I love the fact situation. And I love the fact that I'm looking at this and I'm like, guys, a shady podcast, like... Facts 101, like you need to learn that.
Mm.
But also just the fact that he didn't get aggressive, he didn't get violent. And I think a lot of people are actually comparing it to the Will and Jada.
Yes, because you're standing up for you more than anything.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out to
you. He could have got there and said, hey, you take me for a poos. Me.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And just started dusting. Right. So there's different ways it could have gone, you know?
Yeah,
like and I feel like I don't know, I think he handled it pretty well.
Mm.
And also you could see those two were caught like completely off.
Yeah, because what the internet has done is that, you know, these internet fingers, bro, whether it's the internet or platforms like this, microphones, they say you must take away microphones from people. But
they say they must increase the cost of podcast equipment.
Yeah,
I think so.
The problem with the internet is that people feel free to speak about other people's lives who they know fuck all about.
Mm.
And that's, I think, the problem with the internet is that people... Gigi LeMain or Warwick, blah, 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 when you don't know half the story. And then when someone pulls up to you, it's like, you know?
Yeah.
You babaza.
Yabibis, and you can't say, it's like, yo, well, say what you were saying, and, you know, on the net or whatever that platform is.
Yeah.
And it's a struggle. So that's my thing about people talking freely is that, hey, man, it'll take a reason.
somebody had to do it,
somebody
dude.
Sure. To do
and,
it.
You know, like, very few people, especially in entertainment, like about Nanga Ganjalo, you know, they're scared to react because of the repercussions. Like you say, like when you saw it, you were like worried.
Hey, yo,
you know, the repercussions of what if.
Mm.
But sometimes you need to just stand on business and make it happen. Because I tweeted, right? And I was like, yeah, it's fucking lucky reason, clap him. Because reason is about it. Me personally, I've seen reason with my own two eyes, you know? He's like, he's that guy.
Yeah.
He'll say, Puma Silver type of thing, right?
Mm.
But in the comments, right? Somebody said something like, oh, this is nonsense. People talk shit all the time.
Mm.
And imagine if Mang is talking, if people are talking shit and you have to go and attack every single body.
Mm.
Now, I suffer from this as well on Twitter. Mm. A lot of the time, I look at the replies and stuff.
Mm.
I've been trending of late.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a big deal. And I look at some of the comments and stuff that I get, right? And I'll be like, somebody will say some stupid shit and then I'll reply to them and I'll say, hey, fuck you, you're puss, man. And then I think to myself, let me take that down. Because my mom sees the tweets and then she's like, ah, stop saying people are pussies, you know? And then it's like tough at home. But it's that if you are, I don't want to say a nobody, right? But if you are like a bot account with no profile picture and you're just a random name with numbers, you can say whatever the fuck you want that's the most insulting. I find that that doesn't matter. It's when you're somebody of credibility with a platform and a responsibility. We all have responsibility, a responsibility as broadcasters. To when we speak here and the power of that microphone, you've got to be careful with what you say.
Sure.
Don't abuse, don't use your platform to abuse others and talk shit about others and deride women and talk shit about whoever in your opinion is fuck your opinion. Who are you? You know? And I feel like those ones, the randoms, don't need a response. It's the ones who have a platform that need to be spoken to. Otherwise, that shit gets out of control. And there's a lot of nonsense broadcast in the South African diaspora where people are like, let me just start a show where we can gossip and talk shit about each other and that's going to get numbers. And then others come on and they're like, yo, fele mina nya feba. And it's like, this is irresponsible.
Yeah, some of it is wild.
You know what I mean? Some of it is really wild and it gets irresponsible. There's certain channels as well. Like I spoke about this before where I said like the type of content they're putting on, Dave Chappelle calls it like almost like socially irresponsible content. Where when he went to Oprah, he was saying like, ish, when I started doing Chappelle's show, it was fucking funny and the skits were great and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I remember I had this one skit about, I think it was like a family and the family was called the Nigger Family, right? Okay. N-I-G-G-E-R, family. And it was a white family, but their surname was Nigger. Okay. And then the black male man walks in and he's like, hey, good morning, niggers. You know, and they're like, hey, Mr. Mailman, how are you? You know, and it's fucking funny, obviously, because of the play on words. But he's like, that is the skit where when I played it for the bosses, he said I could tell the difference of people who are laughing with me and people who are laughing at me. And he's like, now I can do the joke and the show can bang. But is it socially responsible to take a word that has like hurt my people so much to make a funny skit
commercial
because I work for white people? And he's like, so I pulled the shit. And they were like, no, why are you pulling it? It's fucking brilliant. And he was like, nah, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not comfortable. And that's when the shit started, like, you know, in his. But it's that social responsibility that comes with having a platform is that you can't just do that shit. And if nobody corrects it, it'll just get worse and worse because people are chasing numbers, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get on with it. We have a show. Getsy's looking at us like, hey.
Fuck Getsy. Fuck you, dog. We don't owe you an explanation.
Oh, wow. So, like Wara said, you are a co-host, right?
Yes.
So, obviously, there's parts of the show where we get to speak about what has happened in the world that we live in. And one of the most recent things that happened, you're not from.
No, I'm from the South.
Sorry, there's
you're from the South. South side, my boots. South side.
But yeah, so one of the things that happened, I was going to Cape Town. Magnin, when did I go to Cape Town? Last week.
Last week.
Tuesday or Wednesday, somewhere there. And I thought I was going to get stuck because someone sent me, in fact, no, the airline sent me a message saying, please arrive maybe 2 to 3 hours earlier because of the disruptions in EMPD. Those motherfuckers. Hey, motherfuckers.
motherfuckers.
No, those are people's families.
Keep in mind, those people have got access to state resources.
Yeah, so that's what I want to get into.
Tread lightly.
So it was baffling how they were striking, but using the state resources. Yes.
Yeah, and I think also the essential services.
Yeah.
So for me, the first thing that struck me was like, because essential services are not allowed to strike, obviously.
Sure.
If the police go on strike.
Anarchy.
Yes, anarchy. Yeah. But these guys went on strike, number one. Number two, they were blocking the road using blue light cars.
Sure.
Like EMPD vehicles.
Sure.
They blocked the N12, they blocked the N3. Mm. They were basically blocking all the highways. Mm. And some of them were in uniform. And I was like, okay, this is weird. Because you know when you strike, bro, come to work in civvies, it's a strike, nigga.
What's up? In civvies.
But, you know, come in civvies. I tweeted Vigile Mbalula because, he commented and he was like,
it's wrong.
It's wrong for them to use state resources.
Yeah.
And I was like, eish, mhlonish. Bella, what happens when they start striking using state guns? Imagine.
Imagine that. Yeah, that is true.
Because we won't even know. Yeah, it's actually, it's deep. But in terms of the way firearms work, sure. As like every day, if you are issued, like within in a security company, if I take a firearm from the security company, it's made out to me, it's written out to me because it's in the structure. But sure. If I go and strike and I take the company's gun, there's no slip saying Waras is the gun.
Yes. Sure.
Then I go mad and I start shooting with the company's gun. The company is in trouble for it. They've got a lot more guns than us. Sure. Let's put it that way. You won't know who's got which firearm.
Sure.
It's just like, I don't know, man. I feel like it was really reckless. Yeah. And then I was expecting JMPD to drive there and say,
it's
hey.
It's not their jurisdiction.
Nah, dog, you got to cross jurisdiction now.
It's not their jurisdiction. No, yeah. I think another thing, but not another thing. The most concerning thing was obviously that they're striking over the salaries, which is understandable. But now, where were the unions? Which is my question.
Yeah, like, don't they have unions?
How does it get to a point where...
They have that police one. I think they're part of that... What's it called? Sapau. Papau.
Papau. Kimang Papau.
Kipop crew.
Oh, pop crew. Yeah. Oh, that's theirs.
Let me double check just in case. But I think it's pop...
Papau. So what happened with pop crew?
No, I'm just... I was just asking like... Cool, I mind him strike. People must strike and you know their voices must be heard. But
Pop Crew is the SEPS one.
Pop Crew is that?
As well as Department of Correctional Services. Pop Crew, a trade union organization in South Africa operating within the South African Police Service, the Department of Correctional Services.
Sure.
Backed and the traffic component, DCS. Yeah, so it represents 150,000 police officers. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it sounds like they're pop. No, they're not in pop group, boss.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess it's a local one, but yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah, traffic component. So I assume it's, because I guess it's EMPD, sure. JMPD. Durban has their own, Durban Metro Police, NPA in KZN.
And so, Cape Town is just their own.
So Cape Town is a different country.
Cape Town is a different country.
So based on the fact that that happened then, like, how do you find resolve? Like, how?
You know what it is?
Well,
for me,
to work.
I'm cross about
they
the fact that...
They just went back to work.
No, I'm cross about the fact that, guys, let's keep it real. You get your salary.
Yeah.
But you're like taking bribes, dog.
Thank you.
Like, come on,
I didn't
bro.
Want to say it, but I just you feel know like...
What?
Like, I'm saying, cornele extra ngenayo.
Look, okay, so I've got a few bras who work, you know, in... our MPD, not
yes,
but I'm
yes.
not going to mention.
Oh, we have the same bra, that bra.
No, not well, not that bra.
Upra bra.
There's other bras.
No, hey, bra.
Don't mention names.
No, Sengashi Praia PH.
No,
Praia.
No, but the long story short, like, so I get stopped multiple times by cops. And I think the thing is, like, firstly, they are underpaid. And this is nowhere a justification of obviously taking bribes, but like, there's an element of understanding to say, ish, you work all these hours, you're under everything, you work overtime, your pay is shit, you're going to, in some way, somehow, find extra income.
Yeah.
And that extra income comes in the form of a...
You know?
A cool drink.
Cold drink.
Which is a big problem in this country.
But there's all the side jobs that police do as well, guys. We must be honest. You saw that the G4S robbery. The police with the blue lights. Like they robbed a cash van.
What? No, but that was apparently fake police, wasn't it?
Real
police?
Yeah, it was a real
police.
Were
they real
car.
Police?
The two guys, all these guys got caught. Oh, so the actual cops?
You know, okay, let me give you another example, right? Older example, which there was there's a very good News 24 documentary that you must go watch about there in the East Rand, EMPD. There was one cop who was actually a Ngabi.
Yeah.
He moonlighted as a Ngabi. So he was a cop, bro, like normal Metro, right? Or EMPD, what is that? Yeah, Metro cop. And then because he had access to the guns and the what, he would also moonlight as a Ngabi.
Well, that's
and
crazy.
He was carrying out hits wild.
As a cop.
Stop him?
No, not even who's going to stop him. It's like, that's the perfect cover.
Sure.
And I think, you know, like in terms of that robbery, when you see blue lights behind you, what do you do? I've been in a situation, you know, when you're out late gigs and shit, dog. I got stopped once by Rivonia Road.
Sure.
As I'm coming, Rivonia Road. But these guys, I think they only got onto me somewhere like passing William Nicol. So, you know, when the lights come behind you like fast and then boom, the blue lights are on. So I thought, oh, they're going to an emergency. I say left. When I say left, they come next to me, they open the window, they're like,
yeah, that's
happening. Then I'm like, yo, okay. And it's an unmarked car, it's not a police car.
You?
And I'm like, fuck, bro. It's like half past 2 in the morning. I'm going to a gig. But anyway, let me stop. I had to stop on that, you know where the Pretoria split is?
Sure.
On that yellow line. Mm-hmm. There's no way to stop.
Mm.
Like, okay. I stopped. They get out. But they got out like rough, like hostile.
Sure.
And I had my window open. But when I heard how they were getting out, so I was like, ah, fuck, these are not police. You know, I thought these are not police.
Mm.
It's like, fuck.
It's happened to me.
But when they came to the window and then they like presented themselves, even just the questions they asked, like literally the first 2 minutes of that stop, I was like, nah, these are not police. Mm. But I just wonder what they want. I didn't have anything really. They could have, I suppose they could have taken the car.
Sure.
It's not like I had a Rolex or some shit.
Sure.
And then they asked like random questions, like besides where you coming from, where you going? They were asking me like, oh, what year model is this car? You know, like shit like that. And I'm like, the fuck,
you mean? It's happened. In fact, it happens like the entire time. It happens the entire time. But the two, I think the three occasions, I was just like, fuck that. I'm not going to stop again. 2 o'clock in the morning, I was like, I think I was on the M1.
Yeah.
You know, coming from Soweto, but they shied the hazards just after Grayston.
The blue lights. Yeah.
Yes. And I went. I was like, okay, the closest garage is Woodmead. The engine. I was like, yo, if anything's gonna happen, let it happen in front of cameras. I slowed down, put on my hazards, put out my hand. I was like, yo, and they came. I was like, yo, I'll stop at the garage. They're like, no, stop here. I'm like, nah, it's not gonna happen.
They do that. Like, they're like, and you know, you don't have to. Yeah. So no, I'm going to the garage. You can follow me.
And the first thing that guy, did, was like, okay, have you been thinking before? I was like, yo, I've been stopped multiple times by unmarked cars, and unfortunately, there was a an attempted hijacking. Remember when I was driving the Golf, when I had that gray Golf?
Yes.
The GTI. That car just caused trouble for me. So that's why I sold it so quickly. Because
And you look like a Ginza. Because when PH was driving that car, he only wore sporties. You know?
And Uzi tops.
Yes. And he had a castle ring on his finger. No, like,
so.
And Cavellas.
So, Nje, you know, Ginza paradise.
So, we know. Yeah. But, I've had a run-in with the cops. But for me, the best thing I've ever done is slow down, signify that, yo, and more, but I'm gonna stop in a place that's safe for me.
Mm.
And most of the times it's been.
And I'd advise ladies to do that.
Yeah.
No, we've actually done that. I just remembered we had a similar incident, but they weren't very happy that we got them to drive.
Yeah,
we actually stopped on Empire. I think it was an engine or a BP at the time. And it was, but they were very upset with us, I remember.
Oh.
So, and that's the worst stop to have, is when they pissed off at you.
Like, no, I'm trying to be safe.
Yes,
there's two women in the car.
No, my sister.
Yeah.
What do you mean safe? Ah. We are police. Ah. We are safe. Like, fuck, bro. You just blue lights in my rear view, but I don't know you.
100%.
Like you, man.
But I hope the MPD have... Getz is telling me now that they're going to strike again on Thursday.
Oh, well.
Apparently they're striking again on Thursday, right? Four? And round two. Magniwe once.
Well, Gigi, luckily we live in the north. Yeah, so whoever lives there. Whoever lives in the East Rand.
Who lives in the East? She'll be alright.
Yeah, then obviously following on that, I'm sure you saw that USAID thing. USAID obviously cut the funding for the ARVs, but anyway, South African government since then has been acting cocky. Now they say they're collaborating with international health organizations, like the World Health Organization, biggest fucking scam. and local, allegedly, and local NGOs. Every time I hear those two, WHO and NGO. Scam. Anyway, they've launched an aggressive campaign to increase access to HIV treatment. President Cyril Ramaphosa has voiced strong support for the initiative alongside Health Minister Dr. Joe Phahla.
Sure.
They're saying the initiative is called Close the Gap. It's part of the country's ongoing efforts to combat HIV/AIDS, and it aligns with global goals set by UNAIDS to end AIDS as a public health threat by 2030. I'm going to say something controversial, guys.
I would have wished it was called Close Your Legs.
Close Your Legs?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Instead of Close the Gap, Close Your
Legs. That's what they're saying, Close the Gap. Ooh. You know that guy, Gap.
Ah, wow.
Close the God's window.
Yeah. Interesting.
This is my thing. At least I thought, you can call me ignorant, whatever, judge me. I thought that AIDS treatment with ARVs, etc., I thought we're at a point where
it's
HIV is actually so manageable that it isn't as great a public health threat as it was, for example, in the Nkosi Johnson days. You know, that time, like, you know, dog. I mean, I remember, like, live days, you know, when people like Uzombo, God rest his soul, you know, like, when he came through to the show and, he, you know, like, people who were public about the fact that, yo, this is what's happening. And YFM, Monde, Kabzela, they were like, yo, this is what I have. They tried to use it as a platform to say, guys, don't be like me.
Don't
you
be
know,
like
this thing is a fuck up. Be safe. Look after yourself. You understand? I feel like where we've progressed to up till now is that with ARVs and with the type of treatments available for HIV, is it not manageable to the point where it isn't a threat?
I mean, there's preventative measures as well, like PrEP and all these things. So I would like to assume what you're saying now is that the case is that it is manageable.
Which one is PrEP?
Before.
The one you take before.
Before.
Okay.
It's the one that most husbands are on. Yeah.
What?
Yeah?
Which is the well, no serious man. Which is the PrEP one?
The ones
like I said, hey guys, call me ignorant.
The ones with small mems.
I won't lie. I don't familiarize myself too much with AIDS related subject matter.
PrEP is the one you take.
It's not good
before you know you are
preparation.
Going to walk.
Preparation.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the one you take before.
As who?
As who?
As the guy. So the Kayoko. Okay. If you know that Zoshai school soon. What, 3-4 days? I think it's like 3-4 days. I'm speaking from an uneducated.
Yeah,
yes.
But I think I just know that's the one that you take before you go rock, so
I
that by the time
was,
you come across.
Gay oaks.
I think it is popular in the yes, because that's how I found out about it. Somebody who is part of the community told me about it. So yeah, but it's for everyone. So you
and then the one, what's the one that's post?
Isn't it PEP? That one's just
that's PEP.
It, I think that's. I don't
guys, this is embarrassing.
Yeah,
how is it that we are adults?
No,
we don't know this
on one hand, it's embarrassing, and on the other hand, it's like, hey,
informative.
Man. No, you know, I feel like actually it's relatable to a lot of people because, bro, like, you know,
go to plan a 4 days.
PEP is after exposure.
No, saying is, you mean like you
PrEP
want
is pre-exposure.
Both
is what?
Oh, prophylaxis.
Post-exposure.
I've heard of that.
Prophylaxis.
And
that
the other
PEP.
One is
and
pre-exposure.
The
pre-exposure.
Prophylaxis.
PrEP.
So PrEP and PEP. Okay,
PrEP
so it is correct.
Yes.
I'm saying it's relatable because, I mean, I don't familiarize myself with what each one is because I don't behave
pre-exposure
in a sexually promiscuous way. I actually, you can call me actually arrogant and ignorant about HIV. I really don't think I'm in danger of getting it. But it's because of...
How
no,
you're
seriously.
Living. No, it's true. Sometimes,
guys,
yeah.
Like, you know, as I say, bro, you can call me Tabumbi. It's fine. I'm saying the way that I'm living, it doesn't really feature in my thought process. So it's not like, you know, and I'm like I'm a guy that consumes information. But I don't like leave my house saying, yo, but it's like my PrEP. Because I'm just, I'm not planning on going out and finding out who I can fuck.
Got you.
I don't do that.
In other words, Aufebi.
Aufebi
and Ufeba nge measure of shy condom.
Yeah, nah, any measure.
Shy condom.
Condom.
You don't need condom food. Nina, where now? Watch
condom.
Yeah, I want to buy connect to condom. Bring
like
back Soul City.
You know what? It, okay.
Bring back Soul City. Bring back Soul Parties. Bring back. Young into about sex education.
Hey, I'm your prepper, man.
Go prepare.
In the recent USAID scandal, right, the timing of this for me is just very suspect. Now, the USAID thing kind of showed the whole world, and what Doge has shown is that a lot of the money that we as America are giving for a lot of initiatives, okay, is not being used for those initiatives. And we are not dumb. We know that $50 million of condoms to Mozambique is a fucking scam.
Yeah.
We know that, you know, $2 billion to South Africa for Ntontoni research. We know that $50 million to whichever country for LGBTQ plus education. Like, a lot of the stuff, the line items that were on that list, dodge. And I feel like with them pulling the funding, imagine the type of funding that goes into this thing. And you know, like, I would encourage people just to, you know, I'm not saying they mustn't fund it at all. I'm just saying, like, anytime I see a thing like this and it says NGO and it says WHO and it's, I feel like it's an opportunity to misappropriate funds under an umbrella of something that is pretty fucking serious. So at least was the last time I checked.
Well, it still is.
It still is. Yeah, even with PrEP and PEP.
Yeah.
Be prepped, be pepped, use a condom, don't be a whore bag.
Or just don't, just abstain.
Or how's don't do that? It.
Yeah.
Abstain.
Good for you guys.
Yeah?
Huh?
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm. Well, you're in a committed relationship, so you are exempt. Abstain when?
Yeah.
Abstain.
I'm broke.
I don't have sex.
Go to church for the main prayers, my brother.
I don't believe that.
No, I don't have sex. Don't.
Whatever, you fucking rehabilitating hoes in the church.
Guys, I don't do that.
You leader of the relapse.
Good for you, I'm celibate. Good for you.
Huh?
So I'm celibate.
You know, Gigi,
I'm
you
so
said
tired
that
of hearing the celibate thing, guys. Everyone you know, is celibate. And I can't have a year, no.
Since Jan.
No, we celebrate, man.
Since Jan.
Is it, eh?
Stay.
You know what?
And does celibate mean you don't even like, you know?
Wank.
Yeah. Don't even think about it. But men, biologically, don't you guys wake up with a problem already?
There's some information the FBI can't even get out of me.
You know what it is? That one that you wake up with, it's not really like a...
That's
it's not a pressing issue.
One, unless
that's,
you choose
that's
to.
That's blood and pee.
Yeah, man, it's like if you go make a wee.
Okay, then it goes down.
How do you pee with that one in the morning? I usually just sit down.
Superman. you got a Superman.
Nah, you can't. I just sit down and I bitch ass nigga the shit.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Pause.
It's quite a powerful.
Sis Warwick, right? Sis Putin, right?
I sit and then I just...
You got a point.
You
know, you got a point.
You know, you said that this show is all about facts. Mm-hmm. Clearly not. This man just said he's a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a celibate.
Mm-hmm. I'm celibate.
He's a celibate.
Believe me.
What do you call a person who's celibate?
Me?
No, like what's the term for?
Celibate.
If a person who's promiscuous is a hoe, a person who's celibate is a?
Smart.
Oh
my God. Anyway, on today's in the happenings of happening, you saw that plane crash that happened at the air show, like...
Oh, the local one.
Yeah, the local one.
You're talking about America. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yo, America's going through it also.
Yeah, no, the plane crashed and then it was an air show and immediately some minister or something.
Was that guy a minister who tweeted that shit?
Like, who was that white guy that tweeted? The one who said, oh, clearly, DEI. Like, yes. He just jumped on America's bandwagon and he was like, yeah, well, the pilot probably didn't have much experience.
From the race laws.
Look, my opinion of it is I don't think that those aircraft... judging by how many of them are actually functional, sure. I don't think they're particularly well maintained.
Mm.
I don't know how to fly
for that kind of stress.
No, they are just for those kind of maneuvers and
stuff.
Yeah,
the stress that they put
it would be like if I give you a car that's not maintained at all and I say, PH, drive to Cape Town.
Sure.
If you phone me and you say I'm stuck in Colesberg,
sure.
I can't be surprised. The vehicle hasn't been serviced for 5 years.
100%.
Mm. It's done 100,000 Ks and it's really just going on a wing and a prayer.
Sure. Mm.
So I think that's one angle. And I think the other angle obviously is, fuck, shit happens, dude. You're doing evasive maneuvers, high risk shit, you know, because it's an air show. You can't just fly over, you've got to roll and stuff.
That man fucked around and found out.
I was also like, why didn't he eject? Mm. I thought there's an ejection seat.
It's not a movie, dog.
It doesn't have to be a movie, bro. It's a feature on the fucking aeroplane.
Yeah.
You know?
When
I saw Top Gun in the...
What? What?
Huh?
Oh, sorry. Anyways, while you're looking, Travis Scott is coming to the country.
Yes, man.
Travis Scott is coming to the country. I'm excited about that one.
But is he? Because, you know, there was a post that went on Instagram announcing Travis Scott and then it was removed.
Really?
You didn't know that?
When?
It was a spicy story, like November time.
No, man. That was that was someone... remember that artwork looked like the Hey Neighbor...
Mm.
Artwork.
Was it Hey Neighbor?
No, it wasn't Hey Neighbor.
Oh.
No, but we found out that thing was fake. That person this concert is called this and this is the lineup and everyone was just like, it sounds like someone who's from a disgruntled festival who used to work and has got the login details for that account. Mm. Remember that festival was new. Okay. They paid people.
Fucking haters.
And then the artist posted that, yo, I'm not coming to this country. I think it was, was it Cesar that they were tweeting or... Summer Walker.
During that time. I think it was Summer Walker.
Summer Walker. But Summer Walker is coming. Mm-hmm. She's doing Rocking the Daisies. They also just announced.
Fire.
Yeah. So from August, I know, there's Hey Neighbor in August, I think. Yeah, August. A few things are happening.
August or September?
I think August. August, and then there's a few things happening in September. Then there is Rocking the Daisies in October.
Mm.
Then there's also
Travis
Scott.
Coming with?
big concerts in Castle Lights.
Fuck, dope.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, so they're doing their unlocks. You know,
I did the last time Travis came with Castle Lights, it was at the Dome.
Insane. Yeah, I remember.
And I remember, like, you know, at that time, stuff was like very, I don't want to say experimental, but it was like, shout out to Ramona and the team from that time. Because they were really like, you know what, fuck it, we're doing Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Fuck it, we're doing J. Cole.
Sure.
Fuck it, we're doing Chance the Rapper.
Mm.
Fuck it, we're doing Post Malone and Meek Mill.
I mean, they were very consistent.
Yeah, I know.
Castle Light was for...
It was Kanye.
Kanye West with that wall.
Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Drake,
2013 or 14.
Yeah, for 2,000 people.
Yeah. Wiz Khalifa, Nas Timberland.
Mm-hmm.
That Pretoria one, it was Pooh's Cold.
The orchestra.
Yes, it was...
Meek Mill, Post Malone.
No, then it was Travis, I think. Travis and Bryson Tiller.
Yeah. Yes.
Then it was J. Cole.
J. Cole, yeah.
Then it was... in between there as well. Remember there was Rick Ross, Lil Wayne?
Oh, yeah, there was Lil Wayne. At
Wayne and Ross?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
They came, I think they came like at the same time as Drake.
Before.
And no, Drake was like...
That was Kenok. Yeah, I remember that was Kenok. Yeah, that was Kenok at the time, yeah.
So it got busy.
Shout out, had some checks.
But nah. I think no one did it like Castle Light. Like the Dome used to
fucking rock. Yeah, they were super consistent.
Now
20,000 car dealership.
Now look, it's a fuck up. But they're gonna have to do. This is 10 years later. They're gonna have to do Travis at F&B Stadium.
Of course. Of course.
And if big concerts is on, you know the story.
Yeah,
it's like 90,000 houses.
That's gonna be fire.
If he can do Fiend, like in Rome when the whole city shook. And Brazil, I think he did 100,000 in Brazil.
115?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Dude. So, and it's nice. You know, I like that artists are looking at us as a serious destination for their concerts. Yeah.
Honestly.
Look, I have knowledge of a couple of other names, which obviously I can't say.
Yeah.
But I know they're coming.
Yeah.
And it's good because they want to come.
Mm.
So it's not like we are now, you know... No, my nipples, I am me.
They found us.
Yeah.
Hey, they found us.
Chris Brown came, he did his thing, and now a lot more are paying it. And are like, yo, let me pull up.
Speaking of Chris Brown, I was speaking to, I think, Banele from Major League. They were playing at that concert, and he was talking about how that team was impressed with South Africa as well. And they were even thinking of maybe, like, they obviously, I think they're announcing, ish, by the time this comes out, but they're announcing, I think, UK.
Right.
UK, also stadiums as well. But they announcing the UK tour, but what they were saying was that, yo man, South Africa was so good to us. A lot of now other teams from America now saying, yo, who did you guys use? How was that, you know, how was the atmosphere there? Cool. We want to do our own shows instead of being booked at concerts. So,
Then we can be actually like a tour date.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah. So Beyonce,
like
if you're listening.
Swift does,
yeah,
Beyonce.
Beyonce, if you're listening, an Africa tour is a world tour includes Africa. So, so please.
Who would you, I don't know. Okay, maybe. Fuck.
What?
Today. No, I'm just like,
Beyonce. Absolutely.
No, absolutely, but I suppose not for me.
No,
I'm not a hater.
My brother.
No, absolutely.
Yeah,
for 3 days, if she said, I'm doing 3 shows back to back, that thing would be full.
So quiet.
Yes.
I agree.
Beyonce goes.
I have no doubt that it'll be full. I don't know. I don't think that's not what I'm saying. I just feel like...
What, the show wouldn't be as...
Or because you're a global citizen.
Yeah, no.
Drunk
on Ocean.
that was the short set.
Yeah, very short set. Yes. But she did it with Jay-Z.
Yes.
And honestly, she must come with our team. Like, he dropped the tempo of the set.
Was it the Renaissance tour? Was it the one?
Renaissance.
Yeah.
The one.
I found myself in one of those shows and Beyonce.
Like, yeah,
overseas.
She kills.
Is she the...
No, apparently her live performance is like, fuck
ridiculous.
You, next
ridiculous.
Level.
Yeah. No, bro.
She doesn't look real.
Yeah.
What?
Apparently she's not real.
She looks... It's AI, Mfana, the way...
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like, yo, is this a human?
You think she can come through and do the country songs?
Mm. What? I hope she doesn't do...
Yeah, no.
Jolene.
What? Cowboy.
Cowboy stuff, yeah. No?
But I mean, there's research that shows them what songs are hot in whatever regions they go to.
Mm.
So they've got all the data to tell them.
Goes without saying. Yeah. She comes here, she'll have to do all the single ladies.
All my single.
Well, there's a lot of relationshipless space, yeah. That's why the concept
anyways.
She does a show for single moms, bro. Just like, hey, all the single ladies.
Mama, before we get out of here, tell us what can we expect? Obviously, I know you just dropped some new tunes.
Yes.
What else is coming?
Tell us. Okay.
Tell us.
So,
management. So, hi. Hello. Hi. Tell us.
So there's lots
can
of
she
new,
talk about it? Thanks.
Lots of new
Money's
music.
Giving the go ahead.
Yeah. Lots of new music. And remember that show I was on? Yeah, but like Love and Hip Hop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it your own one now?
Let's see.
But you already have love.
Yeah.
So what are you looking for there?
Hip hop. Yeah, to showcase love, guys. You know, love is such a nice thing.
Counting all the reasons.
Yeah, all the reasons.
Yeah.
What else? The TV show?
Definitely new music. POV with Gigi is there as Gigi Verse. So it's a super cool online platform where people get to like everything, like interact with me. Birthday wishes, merchandise. I was baking last week and I burned some stuff. You guys can go check that out.
Okay.
I was trying to bake like...
Did you make?
It was horrible. I tried biscuits, guys. Like traditional, just normal biscuits. And it was horrible.
It didn't work?
Yeah, no. I'm not
a
baker.
Where did you get the recipe? TikTok.
Online. I won't lie. Online. And yeah, so Gigi Verse, you get to catch up with me, basically. Okay. It's like a little village I have online.
Please download and subscribe, right? It's an app.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's an app. Download and subscribe.
And when are you guys
And please don't
to
request
get,
for baking.
Drips? Do you guys do drips? IV drips?
What the fuck?
Yeah, so why didn't
Bro,
you?
Bro, wait.
I'm literally at the mark.
Opposite
Planet Fitness. IV Zeal Stanton.
Okay.
That's my little new baby.
Can I please show you?
Come through, Mahu. Who's been there? Honestly, Caesar's been there. Her
Shout
Majesty,
out.
Like all, you know, my industry peeps.
I'ma come through. Yeah,
I would appreciate it.
So I want to show you this stuff, please. If you can advise if this IV is available.
Okay.
Yeah.
But okay, I want to ask you about IV.
Of course, that is the most amazing one.
Hey,
that is the one.
I'm coming.
That
Does
is
it
the
have
one.
Crack?
No. Bro, basically. Like, okay. Yes. So international artist was here in South Africa,
sure,
right?
And requested.
They were hitting that. Mm. And I mean, if you look at these guys, I think they're like 50 years old.
Mm. Sure.
I swear that dude doesn't look a day over 35.
Younger. Really?
Yeah.
Yes. And then I was like, yeah. Because you know, like when you see how hard they go.
Malin. What was that?
No, obviously.
Yes,
the real killer.
No, we do have it. So we have two types of that one, actually. There's one and two. One is a little less of something.
Yeah.
And then the other one has got like a whole lot more. And remember, these are like vitamins.
Yeah,
so you don't need
NAD.
To worry. NAD. Yeah, NAD. NAD 1 and NAD 2.
That's it.
What does it give you?
Hey, bro, it's like
it's anti-aging,
man.
Anti-aging, benefits, immune boosting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jet fuel for energy. It's literally like eating like
your
24 oranges a day. But it's just like super, super potent. So it's a new technology.
And it's IV. It's delivered via IV.
Intravenous.
So it's like...
Yeah.
It hits you, dude.
Yeah.
And as I say, these guys live on it.
Yeah.
Because they're touring the world and they're literally rock stars.
Yeah.
But it's on their rider.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, we need 4 NAD drips.
Sounds like Nyaupe to me.
No,
you're listing these things, he gives you NS.
Hey, dog, these niggas, they want like 4 of these fucking drips, you know, each. And he's like, so I had to go out and get the stuff, whatever. And then I'm like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, dude, me now I see the light. Because now I saw the rider, I'm like, yo, that's a lot of NAD.
Yeah.
But when I look at these dudes, and they also like, they'll go on, they rehearse, they do the full thing. And as soon as they come off, before they even ask for water to drink or food to eat, they're like, say, hook me up, let's open
NAD.
It.
Hectic.
And they want the NAD. They stay on that shit because the touring schedule is fucking hectic.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they're operating at that level and this shit is doing it for them.
Yeah.
My man, you and I, like PH and I are just touring Santon.
Come through, guys. Come through. No, for real. You guys need to like pay me
a visit. We're touring Santon, Rosebank. We don't tour Morningside anymore. Heavy.
Nah.
Ah, it's Lagos.
Lekker.
Yeah. Can't go there.
So please do come through. Yeah. It's absolutely
What's the name
amazing.
Of the shop?
IV Zeal Stanton.
IV Zeal.
Stanton, yeah.
Shout out.
No, I'm definitely coming through for the NAD. No,
please,
that's a, and I've been looking for it because
really?
I was like, yo, I even took it down.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, what the fuck is that stuff called?
Okay.
Life changing.
Before we head out, got WhatsApp leaks. Mbuzi, the goat, apparently they slaughtered him this week. There's a voice note from Uzi.
A voice note?
Oh, shit. I thought they slaughtered him. It's in low voice note. What? Mbuzi the goat.
Mbuzi the sheep.
Yes, Mbuzi the sheep.
Mbuzi the sheep.
Is this character that, you know, is now on the show.
Hey, my fatty ninjan. Hey, what us? Show boy. Ah, man, I ain't here right now. I'm at the farm, just handling some business. Batin,
okay, interesting.
That is Mbuzi in the
flesh. That was Mbuzi in the flesh. That was Mbuzi in the flesh. Apparently, yeah, they slaughtered some Mbuzi, basically. Right.
But I've got the WhatsApp leak. So basically, on the show, we were actually ridiculing. Well, no, we weren't ridiculing. Did I say ridiculing?
You definitely did.
We weren't ridiculing. What we were doing is we were discussing churches, right? Okay. Last week with Tolesmo.
Yes.
Because obviously Bushiri is being extradited. That nigga's coming back. And we were talking about, like, I have some experience in the, what is it called? In the church game. Sure. And okay. I was talking about when we did security at his event, how much of that holy water and stuff they moved.
They sold,
yeah. So we got a WhatsApp from a clergy person.
Okay.
That said, hey fam, just to clear things up, our holy water is actually just mineral water. The only thing holy about it is that it's sold in the house of the Lord. But don't worry, it's not the water that's performing the miracles. Mm. It's your faith. So keep believing, because blessings come from God, not the bottle.
Sure.
Right. Amen.
Facts. Amen.
Now, what I'll say to that is, that's cool, but if you're charging niggas R100 a bottle for the water.
But hold on.
If it's free.
Wait, then have an issue with Valpri. And Boneka and every other company is charging you for water.
No, but that's for drinking.
Well,
this is for
water's bliss. Free, my nigga.
Yes, people are rubbing this water's on their tummies to get pregnant. Eh?
Water's free. Water's free.
Water is not free.
Water's free.
But somebody's got to go to Paul Petersburg where Valpri is bottled and bottle that shit.
Yeah, so you're paying for the bottle. Mm. Not the water's free, dog.
Yeah. The other day, do you know what I bought?
Water's free.
For photo shoot. Mm. Voss. No, the one in the
same tank. Water. Mm-hmm. That is free. That is $100.
It is.
Voss and Fiji. Mm.
Mm. Yes.
Yarra, boss.
Tastes the same. All of them taste the same.
Now, Fiji actually tastes like cloudy. It tastes like that Nestle
it's marketing,
water.
Boss.
Yeah. But obviously, you
what's
know,
the
like,
residue from the bottle? How's about that?
Placebo.
Kiafana. Tastes like plastic. At least Voss is coming through with a glass
with
bottle.
The glass
you can
and
fill
the
it with tap water. I fill it with tap water now and I take it to the gym because you know where my gym is.
Shout out.
And I'm just like, I only drink Voss. No. Fucking thing is heavy too. You can't drop it. You have to be careful when you put it down.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But for me, the holy one is a scam. It's like we were saying with the Bushiri thing. Mm. You feel bad for the people that believe in it. Because I was telling them that, like, the way that people were so desperate to get their hands on that water.
Sure.
And hands on that oil. There was fight, like riots. We were mooring the church people because they were rioting for them.
We were mooring the church
people. Yeah,
yeah,
we were scoping them. No, they were fucking the place up, man. Yo. Because they thought it's going to run out.
Sure.
And remember, Abanye came from very far.
Yeah.
People came like in a convoy of taxis and buses from Malawi.
Sure.
To arrive here at like 4 a.m. on the 31st to attend the event 10 a.m. later that day.
Sure.
Stay over because it only ends at 6 a.m. on
the
New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And then drive back to Malawi.
Crazy.
Bro, you had to get your hands on the water.
On the water.
So it felt a bit bad for mooring them.
I've always said there's a lot of money in hope.
There is, yes.
Yeah,
and
there
I
is.
Told, but you Does judged me last week when I told him that I should have heisted that guy.
Mm. Nigga, no. Shut up.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Like anyways. 40 bars.
Hey!
Shh. Like 100
Hey! Yo. Mama, thank you for your time.
No problem. No problem.
Yo, shh. Thank you for your time. You are an amazing person. I've always loved. In fact, I always show you the love when I see you,
you
in person.
Do, all the time.
I always show you the love, but I hope people get to experience your love. All the best with the new music, the businesses, what else? Everything that you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you
yes.
so much.
Yes. Fucking the best. IV trips. I love that.
And yeah, we are coming for that IV trip.
Black people, come. About my IV trip. Yeah, season. Faggy IV.
But someone said to me, it's also salt water.
No, guys, it's because it comes in saline. So a saline is, you know, when you go to the hospital and you have that bag yes. of water. It's rehydration.
Yeah,
really.
But also saline, listen, yeah. salt water is actually really good for you. Yes. Yeah. It can cure, your hangover can be cured in an hour.
Yeah, if rehydration.
If you've got the money, I used to do this, right? I used to drink very heavily.
Yeah.
And I didn't have time to be hungover.
Sure.
So I would just go straight to Flora Clinic, the hospital up the road from where I lived. And I'd be like, check me in here by casualty. They should bang me, bro. I was paying like 1.4.
Pause.
Just to get in. And then I was paying like another 2,000. But fuck.
Every half time an you hour, drink.
As that thing goes in.
I'm telling you.
You just feel the hydration hit you. That is the quickest way to fix it. And guess
you're
what it
so
is?
You're so worried.
It's saline, bro.
Just
it's saline.
Just
and they use it
lifestyle.
To keep your veins open. And they nah, come on. But now we're coming for the.
Thank you so
for,
much.
I'm coming for the nyao.
What's it called? The NAD.
I'm coming for the
NAD, bro.
NAD too.
Ah, yeah.
We're out of here. Thank you very much. It's the Shady Podcast. Shout out to everyone who's showing some love in the comments. Shout out to everyone who listens on the other platforms, which is Apple Music and Spotify. And share, like, subscribe, comment, do the things. And we will see you again. What are you saying, Getsy? Yeah.
Whose horse are you?
What the fuck do you mean, whose horse am I?
Whose horse? Ukichelo uban.
The fuck?
Oh, is that what we say?
Wait, what?
Oh, who's Kenny horse? Kuneni, when he was here, he was like, it depends whose horse is in the race when it comes to like tenders and stuff. So he was like, a lot of projects can't make it to the front because it depends whose horse
is in the race. My shit is straight. Yo, I'm not trying to be...
No, whose horse are you?
No, I'm nobody's horse. My shit is straight. I work hard for my shit.
Yes.
No one's that. None of that.
Yeah.
We good.
Oh, yeah, I should be eight.
Yeah. If you want to talk about being a horse, ask...
Hey.
Oh no!
The show is over. Thanks, Gigi.
Thank
we
you,
love
you,
my angel.
Love,
love to reason.
Thank
tell him
so
we
much.
Love him and tell him I shake his hand for me.
Yes.
Take it easy, and if it's easy, take it home.
Fage volume. Coming soon. Bye.